USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Turkey has launched a military offensive into northern Syria just days after the Trump administration decided to pull back U.S. troops in the area. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger believes the president has abandoned an ally.
And they could easily have turned to Iran. They could easily have turned anywhere else. They stood with the United States of America. And because of a conversation with a basically dictator, President Trump pulled 50 soldiers. And those 50 people were holding back a Turkish attack. Those 50 people, who I'm sure every one of them were in tears when they heard this.
Attorneys for the unidentified whistleblower who filed the complaint against President Trump refuted the president's tweet that the whistleblower has political bias. They say the whistleblower has never worked for a political campaign, candidate, or party, but served in the executive branch as a civil servant. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A new book reveals why a longtime morning TV host got fired 2 years ago. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
A former NBC News employee is claiming she was raped by former Today Show host Matt Lauer at the 2014 Sochi Olympics. Variety reporting that Brooke Neville's claims are being revealed in Ronan Farrow's new book, Catch and Kill. She claims the disgraced host had sex with her in a hotel room after a night of drinking and says it was non-consensual in the sense that she was too drunk to consent. Years later, Neville's told Today co-anchor Meredith Vieira about the allegations. Vieira advised her to bring it to NBC execs. That led to Lauer's eventual firing in 2017. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Investors were buying on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 182 points, the S&P 500 up 26, and the NASDAQ up 80. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
California's largest utility has pulled the plug on about a million customers to prevent a repeat of wind-blown power lines sparking deadly wildfires. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison says the weather conditions are conducive to fires breaking out.
It's the low relative humidity and gusty winds that are expected. We will see conditions improve this weekend a bit, but at least in the short term, we do have concerns for fires out there. And this also stretches a little bit farther east, too, across portions of the Intermountain region as well.
Pacific Gas and Electric has already restored their service to about 50,000 customers in California. Apparently, there's more than one good reason to have a pet dog. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes tells us why.
I'm gonna buy me a dog.
Scientists now say that owning a dog can help you live longer. The research published on Tuesday by the American Heart Association looked at studies from 1950 through this year that evaluated the link between mortality and dog ownership. And scientists say that dog owners were likely to live longer than those who didn't have dogs. And in fact, dog owners have a 24% lower risk of death from any cause.
I'm gonna buy me a dog.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.